Wives of the prophets in Islam, wives of the prophets in Islam, wives of the prophets in Islam, wives of the prophets in Islam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome once again in our new episode of our program, Wives of the Prophets. Inshallah, today the topic of our discussion is the second wife of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, who is Sayyidatuna Hajara rahmatullahi alayha. Today we'll talk about Sayyidatuna Hajara rahmatullahi alayha and what difficulties she bore and what circumstances she lived in, and many other things, inshallah. And we'll also try to learn certain pearls of wisdom for our own betterment as well. But before that, as usual, let us first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations, sending salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that he who recites salat upon me 3 times during the day and 3 times during the night out of love and affection towards me, his sins for that day and that night will be forgiven. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidatuna Hajara rahmatullahi alayha. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, she's also amongst those fortunate women who were honored and blessed with being the wife of a prophet, and a prophet like Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Now, who was Sayyidatuna Hajara rahmatullahi alayha? She was actually a princess. She was the daughter of a Coptic king of Egypt, of a Qibti king of Egypt, but a tyrant king, Sadiq ibn Sadun, the same tyrant king of Egypt, who also tried to dominate Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha, as we covered in our last episode. It was the same king who oppressively captured Sayyidatuna Hajra rahmatullahi alayha, and he captivated, imprisoned her in his house, in his palace. And in the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha safe from the evil intention of this tyrant king, in the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also kept Sayyidatuna Hajara rahmatullahi alayha safe from the evil intentions and actions of this very tyrant king. And whilst mentioning this, and whilst mentioning one of the beautiful reasons of why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept Sayyidatuna Hajara rahmatullahi alayha safe as well from the evil intention of the king, Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naeem rahimahullah, he mentions that just a little while before the incident of Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha took place, Sayyidatuna Hajara rahmatullahi alayha also went through the same thing. Now the tyrant king, Sadiq ibn Sadun, he also captured Sayyidatuna Hajara rahmatullahi alayha oppressively, and he couldn't dominate her. He couldn't fulfill his evil intention and desire. But because he couldn't dominate her, he couldn't fulfill his evil desire with her, hence he kept her as a captive, as imprisoned with him. And she, rahmatullahi alayha, was an oppressed captive, someone who was oppressively imprisoned. And Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naeem rahimahullah, he further mentions over here that Sayyidatuna Hajra rahmatullahi alayha, she was a princess, but she was an oppressed captive with this tyrant king. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved her chastity as well from this tyrant king, as He Almighty saved the chastity of Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha from this tyrant king. And the reason was that because Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha was going to become a mother of a prophet Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept her chastity saved from the tyrant king Sadiq ibn Sadun, and Sayyidatuna Hajra rahmatullahi alayha was going to become the mother of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam and the great grandmother of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the guardian, was the protector of the chastity of Sayyidatuna Hajra rahmatullahi alayha as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, dear viewers of Madani channel, let's talk about how Sayyidatuna Hajra rahmatullahi alayha came in the service of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha. We covered this to some extent in our previous episode as well, but just to go over it quickly again, how this happened was that when Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and Sara rahmatullahi alayha, they migrated to Egypt, then the tyrant king of the time, Sadiq ibn Sadun, he would take control of any woman who would come with her husband, and he would make the husband divorce his wife. And if the husband refused to do so, then he would kill the husband. And he did the same with Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha as well. But when Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha came in his court and he tried to proceed towards her, she tried to go towards her to fulfill his evil desire, the ill intention that he had, then all of a sudden he was captured in the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at that moment of time, Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha supplicated in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying that, O Allah, if I've embraced faith upon you and your prophet, and if I'm chaste, then do not let this disbeliever dominate me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered her call, accepted her plea, accepted her dua, and that tyrant king could not take control over Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha, and he was entrapped, he was captured in the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Upon this, he called upon his servants and he told them to take Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha back to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. And he also went on to say that give Hajra rahmatullahi alayha to Sara rahmatullahi alayha, meaning that Hajra rahmatullahi alayha, who was in the imprisonment of this very king, he also gave her in the service of Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha, because he had realized by now that Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha and Ibrahim alayhi salam, they're not ordinary people. They were someone very highly elevated in rank. So he gave Hajra rahmatullahi alayha in their service because he couldn't gain control over Sayyidatuna Hajra rahmatullahi alayha either. And this was also meant to be like this. This was also meant to happen like this. And this way, Sayyidatuna Hajra rahmatullahi alayha, who was a princess, who was the daughter of a Coptic king, of a Qibti king, this way she came in the service of Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha and Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Now, dear viewers of Madani channel, we also covered in our previous episodes that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, along with his household, migrated from Egypt to Palestine. And during this migration, Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha and Sayyidatuna Hajra rahmatullahi alayha were also accompanied by him. They were also with him. And Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he stayed at a place called Sab'a in Palestine along with his family, along with Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha and Sayyidatuna Hajra rahmatullahi alayha. And he also dug a well over there, built a masjid over there. But then the people over there, they started to harm Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and his household. Hence, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam migrated from there to another place which was called Qat, which was situated between the city of Ramlah and Elia. So Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam migrated to the area of Qat. Now, during his stay in Palestine, upon the request of Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he married Sayyidatuna Hajra rahmatullahi alayha. And it was in Palestine during this stay when Sayyidatuna Hajra rahmatullahi alayha gave birth to Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. Now, up until here, up until reaching the land of Palestine, Ardha Muqaddisa, the sacred land, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he had no offspring, he had no children. So he supplicated in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which has also been mentioned in the Holy Quran in verse number 100 of Surah Saffat, where it is stated,
رَبِّ هَبْلِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ.
Translation from Kanzul Iman, O my Lord, bestow upon me righteous offspring. So in these words, the dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam has been stated in the Holy Quran. And it meant that, O my Lord, bestow upon me, grant me a pious offspring that invites towards the true religion, that invites towards the truth, towards Islam, that helps me upon worshipping you, and through whom I gain affection, through whom I gain solace and peace in this land. And from this Madhya Vizhar Madani channel, we also come to know that pious offspring, pious children, is a very, very big blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whenever we supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for offspring, for children, we should always ask for pious offspring, for pious children. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this as an attribute of the people of faith, as of the people who believe, of the believers, that they ask for pious offspring, righteous offspring, pious children, and pious wives, pious matches from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And their hearts attain peace and solace when they look at the pious actions of their children and their wives. This is one of the attributes of the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also states this fact in the glorious Quran in verse number 74 of Surah Furqan, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states,
والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما.
Translation from Kanzul Iman, and those who submit, O our Lord, grant us coolness of our eyes from our wives and our children, and make us leaders of the pious. So, in these words, this has been stated in the Holy Quran, one of the attributes of the believers, of those who are the people of faith, those who are the people of belief, those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one of the attributes, that they ask for pious offspring and pious wives, and they ask for to attain coolness from this beautiful blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whenever we supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for children, we should always supplicate for pious offspring, for righteous children. Now, dear viewers of Madani channel, when Sayyidatuna Hajara rahmatullahi alayha gave birth to Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, up until this time, Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha had not been granted any children. Now, due to this, certain sentiments were developed in her heart, and she requested Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam to separate Sayyidatuna Hajra rahmatullahi alayha and her son Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam from her. Now, this was meant to happen this way, and this was one of the wisdoms of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a revelation was revealed upon Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam that take Sayyidatuna Hajra rahmatullahi alayha and Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam to the land where Makkatul Mukarramah is situated now. So Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam took both of them, Sayyidatuna Hajra rahmatullah alayha and Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, with him, mounting them upon a buraq, upon a ride, and from the Levant he brought them to the land of Haram, where Makkatul Mukarramah is situated now. And at that time there was no dwelling over there, there was no population over there, that no one resided over there, and there was no, not even a spring of water over there. And the land of Makkah al-Mukarramah was situated at a bit of an altitude, like a hill, in the form of a hill. And whenever a flood would emerge over there, a flood would come, the water of the flood would pass by from the right and left of that very land. This is how the land of Makkah al-Mukarramah was situated at that very moment of time. Now, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he dismounted سيدتنا هاجرة رحمة الله عليها and إسماعيل عليه السلام at that very place, and he left a few dates with them and a water skin containing a little bit of water, and then he left from there, leaving them over there upon the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He left from there and did not even look behind. He did not even turn around and look behind. Look at the determination of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Look at his determination of fulfilling the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he's leaving his wife and his son in a land where there's no population, no one is residing over there. There's not even a spring of water. But he's leaving them over there upon the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon the reliance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Now, when Sidra Ibrahim alayhi salam, he left from there and did not even turn around to look back, now Sayyidatuna Hajira rahmatullahi alayha, he called upon Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, and she said that, where are you going, leaving us in this valley where there's no companion and no one to look after us? But Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam did not reply to it, did not say anything, and did not pay any attention to what Sayyidatuna Hajira rahmatullahi alayha was saying. Now Sayyidatuna Hajira rahmatullahi alayha said this couple of times, but Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam did not reply back to her, did not look around and reply back to her. Now, upon this, Sayyidatuna Hajira rahmatullahi alayha, she said that, are you doing all this upon the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? To which Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam replied, yes. And listening to this, Sayyidatuna Hajira rahmatullahi alayha became absolutely satisfied. She became absolutely peaceful, and she said that, then Allah Almighty will not waste us, meaning no harm will reach us. Allah Almighty will not let us be harmed. So upon this, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he returned back, and reaching at a place from where he could not see them anymore, he alayhi salatu wasalam supplicated in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, raising both his hands. And this dua has also been mentioned in verse number 37 of Surah Ibrahim, where it is stated,
رَبَّنَا إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون.
Translation from Kunz al-Iman. O my Lord, I have made some of my offspring settle in a valley wherein there is no cultivation near your sacred house. O our Lord, in order that they may establish Salah, so that you cause some hearts to incline towards them and provide them fruits to eat, perhaps they acknowledge. This was the dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam after he reached a place from where he could not see his beloved wife and beloved son anymore. And he raised his hands in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making this dua, which the Quran also mentions. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, up until here, we've covered the account of the birth of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, and how Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam took Sayyidatuna Hajira rahmatullahi alayha and Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam from the Levant all the way to Makkatul Mukarrama, where there was no population, no cultivation, no spring of water existed there. But just upon the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam left his family over there and returned with it, and without any ifs and buts, without questioning anything, without saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, how are they going to survive in such loneliness, in such deserted place? But subhanallah, get the determination of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, and on the other hand, the determination of Sayyidatuna Hajira rahmatullahi alayha as well, that as soon as she found out that Sidra Ibrahim alayhi salam has left them because of the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Due to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of a sudden, how peaceful she became, how content she became. Look at their determination, look at their resolution, look at their willingness of submitting to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No ifs, no buts, nothing matters for them. All that matters for them is fulfilling the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do we learn from this account, viewers of Madani Channel? That we should also submit ourselves wholeheartedly in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have full reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He Almighty is the one who bestows every blessing upon everything. Have firm belief in Him. Have firm determination and resolution to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fulfill the commands of Allah Almighty and remain content upon the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be determined, have that resolution inside. This is what we learn from this beautiful account so far, where Sayyidatuna Hajira rahmatullahi alayha wholeheartedly submitted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and wholeheartedly submitted to her husband as well, where she was absolutely pleased upon the will of Allah Almighty and upon this very action of her husband, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. She was satisfied. Labbaik. This was her reaction. This is what her reaction was to this action of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Inshallah, in our next episode, we will continue our discussion from here and we will talk about the well of Zamzam as well and how Makkah al-Mukarramah became populated and other circumstances of Sayyidatuna Hajira rahmatullahi alayha as well. So don't forget to join us again in our next episode where we will continue our discussion from where we are leaving it today. And inshallah, we will enlighten our hearts further with the mention of Sayyidatuna Hajira rahmatullahi alayha. Stay tuned to Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib. صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
Wives of the prophets in Islam. Wives of the prophets in Islam. Wives of the prophets in Islam. Wives of the prophets in Islam.